Good morning. As we think about this upcoming week, we are reminded that it is the week of Thanksgiving. And so we want to take a moment just to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. Each year seems to go by faster and faster. I guess that is the way it is as you get older. Thanksgiving really should be every day for Christians. I hope that you feel that way, and I hope you remember that. I know I need to be reminded of that myself. Well, wherever you are, whatever you're doing today, I hope your day is off to a good start. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ. We are happy to bring some short lessons to you each day throughout this radio program. You know, we've been doing it now for a few years. And if you listen regularly, you know that several of us take time about bringing lessons through the radio program. And we certainly hope that they are a source of encouragement to you. I mentioned yesterday, if you were listening, that instead of having a consistent topic all week, that we would use just sort of a different topic each day, kind of a standalone theme, if you will. Yesterday we talked about the word disqualified and how Paul uses it in both of his letters to the Christians, about the possibility of actually becoming disqualified in our journey toward heaven. And what we talked about, what a sad and sick feeling that should give us. Today I want to spend a little time in Romans chapter 8. The thought this morning is actually not that far off from yesterday. So I'm going to pick up in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, and then we'll kind of go from there. So the scriptures say, "There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." So what I really want us to talk about this morning, I'm going to read some more from Romans chapter 8, is sort of the contrast between those who are walking according to the flesh or being carnal and those who are walk according to the Spirit or according to the Word of God. So let's read a little and let's think about the two choices that we have. One, to be of the flesh, or two, to be of the Spirit. So I'm again in Romans chapter 8, this time picking up in verse number 5, which says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you." And so that is maybe a little bit of a lengthier reading than we normally do, but think about the contrast that it gives there. There's ultimately two choices, and that is to be of the flesh or to be carnally minded, or to be of the Spirit and to be spiritually minded. So it comes down to questions. Will I have a carnal mind? Will I do carnal things? Or will I have a spiritual mind and do spiritual things? And I'll tell you, if you need help answering that question, let me close with this verse, also from Romans chapter 8, but this time in verse number 13. Paul writing here says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." That makes it a pretty easy answer, doesn't it? It comes down to the choices to be of the flesh or to be of the Spirit, which is to say to die or to live. And by that we are speaking spiritually and eternally, as I'm sure you understand. So that does make for an easy answer. Today is indeed the only day that God has promised to us. I think most of us know that and understand that. We have seen tragedy in our lives that remind us of that fact. And so because of that, we should be all the more earnest in our approach to it, to do everything that we can to walk according to the Spirit and to put away those fleshly and ungodly things. I want to encourage you to do that. I want to encourage myself to do that and remind us all that our time is limited and we need to focus our energy and our efforts on being faithful Christians and serving our Lord. As we close this morning, let me again just invite you to come visit with us sometime at the Oakland Church of Christ. It'd be an honor to have you. We'd love to have you in any of our services. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study, 10:20 for worship, again on Sunday afternoon for worship at 5 p.m. And we also get together on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for Bible study. We'd love to have you. You'd be our honored guest.